Hello, fitness friends. It's Phil, and it's episode 131 of Get Fit to Row. Thank you for listening. Now, in the background, you might be hearing Oban, my dog, whimpering a little bit because I need to get this done, but he wants to go for a walk. So we've got a bit of a battle going on. But look, rest assured, we will go for a great dog walk with Oban shortly. But today, if I haven't shared with you, I have a day job. Whilst some of you may wonder, how does he do everything he does? The training, the coaching, all of the social media, the blog, the post, the content. How do I do it all? Well, I just fit it in, right? I find time for everything. And I'm organized. Surprise myself regularly, actually. But today, I'm going to tell you that basically I have a day job. Yes, I do have a day job. I'm not going to tell you what it is yet because it's work in progress, but it's actually really, really, really exciting. And the day job, I'm CEO of a small tech company, and the nature of that tech company is a bit of a secret at the moment, and I don't need to tell you anyway. But the today we were having the joyful experience of investor meetings, and what we're looking for is we're looking for some funding. How exciting. Yes, how exciting. But if I go back to we're now in Get Fit to Row time. What I wanted to share with you was some of the aspects of that meeting that I believe fundamentally come from some of my years of rowing, some of my years of coaching, some of my years of listening to people, and some of my years of training discipline. And I thought about it really carefully because obviously Get Fit to Row is my little side hustle, and I love thinking about that when I get a moment. And let's say during this investor meeting today, there were actually moments when I went, what would Phil at Get Fit to Row do in this precise moment? Very interesting. But look, the interesting thing is, and I'm using the word interesting too much, so I'm going to delete that going forward, is what was really evident about this meeting today is, and it's something I think I've learned very early on in my rowing career, and it's something I take to every session I do now, is you're either on or off, right? There's no in between. There's no in between. And I always believed that in a rowing boat, the way I always gained advantage over other athletes that were looking to take my seat is I had to be more switched on, more aware, had to have a better game plan and share it with other people in order that they will follow me. Now, for reference, for many, many, many years, my position in a boat was largely in the stroke seat. That's the guy down the front who sets the rhythm. And I probably did that because I was very focused and very efficient with my stroke. I probably didn't do it because I had an ego, and I probably didn't do it because it was the best place to sit. Because the thing about being in the stroke seat is you have to be really switched on all the time. Now, the other thing is, from time to time, I used to sit in the two seat, which I used to call the armchair, because down the back, even though I had to be super, super switched on and super, super sharp, I felt that I had less to do and I could just watch the rest of the crew row, and I would basically just drop in at the right place, just slightly ahead though, slightly ahead. But look, the meeting today required me to, one, have a plan, two, clearly communicate it, had to be prepared for every eventuality, no matter what I say and what I believe can happen and what the plan is. for the next 3-5 years, everyone is going to have an opinion as to how that plan should be executed. But I keep going back to what I believe to be correct based on the information and people advising me. Yeah, I always go back to, no, I believe the plan is this, and let's focus on this plan. Let's not get distracted. So always have a plan and always prepare for everything. I visualize, I really try and visualize what I want the output to be. It doesn't have to be big, but it has to be an output that is quantifiable to some extent. I want to walk away feeling that I've done what I'd set out to do. Now, is that just like doing a ergo session? Yes, it is. You need to get it finished, and you need to know that at the end of the finish, you've done it to the best of your abilities. Then, here's the thing is, like, right, during these meetings, once we've kind of battled through the race, we battled through the start, the greeting, the acknowledgement, the hello, the fluffy bit, is we have to get to a point where we're going to agree to do something. And that is really, really, really just learned in my years of sitting in a rowing 8, where a group of guys group of girls, or in my case, obviously, group of guys sitting there, as long as we're 100% focused and we all go along with the same plan, we basically get to where we want to go to. And if that's just like the meeting today, that is just like the meeting today. There was a kind of like, shall we just try and evolve what the plan's going to be? And then when we get it, okay, let's race to the finish to conclude that this is all, we're all in agreement, right? Now, the interesting thing is, and let's just say, I think I've used or talked about this in the past in a podcast, is rhythm and patience. Is that the rowing stroke, obviously, you've got this emphasis of 1, 2, 3, because 1 is the power stroke and 2, 3 is the recovery, right? But you have to have patience, because I think everything has a rhythm. Everything has a rhythm. So sometimes you kind of pose a question, or a question is posed to you, and you have to say nothing. You have to leave a void, a thinking void, a silence. I think comedians call, those gaps, those spaces, like, that's what creates the rhythm to some jokes. But what it also does is it creates time for people to think and adjust, even though these meetings are at super stealth, fast thinking level. And here's the other thing that kind of resonates with rowing, the rowing thing and the rowing mindset, and the training thing and the training mindset, is you have to act as a leader, right? In your own efforts. If you're going to go down the gym, you are only leading yourself. If you're going to join a rowing squad, you're only leading yourself. To some extent, I think, they say there are leaders and followers. But I think if you're going to get fit, and if you're going to row, and if you're going to get fit to row, you need to lead yourself all too often. And let's just say that happened regularly today in today's meeting. Where else are we? The other one is like, sometimes when I've been racing, is there's been a kind of agreement that we're not good enough to win. Because particularly like at Henley, where it's match racing, you can quite often be drawn against the crew that will win on the Sunday, on the Wednesday. You're racing on the Wednesday, you get absolutely destroyed. But you have to encourage everyone to win at all times. It's better that way. You come out with a conclusion, you come out with a result that seems better for everyone. the feeling of, even if we lose, what do we win? And I think that was also part of the journey today. I was kind of, it's called negotiations, right? I was thinking, what can we give away that won't hurt too much, that means that they win and we win, but we lose, but we kind of win. If you get me, that's a slightly mad kind of deranged moment of the win-win of things. And if you haven't actually read a book, it's called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Can't remember who it's by, but there's all sorts of things in there about win-win and sharpen the saw and other sort of management things. But I think there was quite a lot of encouragement by me that whatever we had to give or whatever we wanted to have, we would always come away with winning, because I encouraged everyone to feel a sense of win. We're going to do this because this is going to work for us all, right? I think that's something that happened today. Anyway, look, the biggest thing, and this podcast has been going on for a slightly long, wittering 11 minutes. The biggest thing about this, right, and the bridge, the segue between the day job and Get Fit to Row and this podcast, the one thing that is without a shadow of a doubt factual from today, day job, and from this evening, Get Fit to Row job, is you have to be 100% focused. You have to be 100% focused. If you want the result of anything to be what you want it to be, you have to be 100% focused. You have to know what it is that you want to do. You have to know what you want the result to be. You have to know how you're going to go about getting that result and what you're going to give away to get that result or what you're going to need to do to get that result. But you have to be 100% focused. And having that level of focus, I think I've learned. And I did it today. After I did the day job, I went down the gym and did the 4x1Ks at UT1. And my max heart rate that I was aiming at was around about 182. I did it. I set it. We sorted it out. We finished it. Excellent. But anyway, let's just say, what you learn when you train hard to get something that you haven't had before, you learn to focus, right? And that can be applied to the day job as well as the fun job. Anyway, look, thanks for listening. Bit of a long one, but some of you will listen to it right to the end. And if you do, catch one of the other 130 episodes of Get Fit to Row. 130, crikey. Anyway, look, thanks for listening. And remember, it's good at any time to get fit to row. Anyway, thanks for listening. Take care. Ta-da. See you.